Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ask Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, about the joy of giving and receiving. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, says Spirit adds something special to every gift we give from the heart. At this special time of the year, when all religions focus on giving, Spirit reaches out toward us to open our hearts and make room for the blessings we deserve. And if you'll excuse me for 1 second, I'm going to double check and see where Ada Marie is. Hello.
Hello.
There we are. Okay.
I was having a little problem, but I'm okay. I can do the show.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, these things do come up. But,
yeah, they do.
We're on the air. And
so that's good.
And all ready to talk about the joy of giving and receiving. And
there's a joy in receiving, but there's a bigger joy in giving, because the feeling in the heart when you give is like your heart is open, and it's really joyful.
Uh-huh. That sounds very good to me.
Well, yeah. Do you ever give something to somebody you don't like?
Only if I absolutely have to.
Right. On rare occasions.
It's kind of politics. Sometimes it's family politics. Sometimes it's a professional politics, where you have a very good customer and you really don't like them, but they really.
But they're good customers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so you just have to put your heart into it, even though it's not quite
solid.
You know, the kind of thing that you would really choose to do yourself, but it's kind of an obligation.
And there are some obligations that are really necessary.
Yes, there are.
You know, so
and then sometimes you just have to give something, you know, in order not to hurt someone's feelings.
Right,
you know,
right.
Even though you're not 100% there, it's important to them.
Right, and it's a thing for them that raises their vibration, too.
That's right, absolutely.
And that's the important thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That they feel, you know, they feel appreciated.
That's right.
And that's an important thing. And
yes.
The gift of giving comes out of the heart. But sometimes it has different reasons. You know, there's different reasons for it. The other day I went to the hospital to visit a lady, and don't know her very well, but she had requested from her daughter that if she saw me, would she tell me that she was in the hospital? And I said, okay, I'll just run over there. And I grab a little box of candy, and I run over there, and I talk to her for about an hour and a half. And guess what? Today she went home from the hospital.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, isn't that interesting?
That's marvelous. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so something was that she needed attention to be appreciated.
That's absolutely correct.
Right.
You're right. Yeah.
And that was right. She did need that, and she was so thrilled with that little box of candy, you know, and a Merry Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the kids, somebody in her family is ignoring her.
Oh,
or
I see.
They don't have time. Huh?
I see. Yeah. So in other words, you were kind of a stand-in for the family that wasn't
right,
there.
Right.
But sometimes we just, even if we start out and kind of thinking, oh shoot, I wish I didn't have to do this. By the time it's received, and you've given it and you've gone to that trouble, you feel so much better anyway.
Right. You
even
do.
if you started out just kind of lukewarm, you know, it warms up when in the giving.
In the giving, right.
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing about giving, when you're a giving person and you can give with joy a lot of the times,
mm-hmm.
the times when you don't give with joy, you feel good about yourself when you manage to get it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes it shows that it you are shown in some way that it
mm-hmm.
really was more meaningful than you had any idea to the person you gave it to.
Right.
So
they really come alive, so to speak.
Yeah, no question. The
right.
only time that I have been disappointed in a giving is when somebody said, I guess that's all right. And, you know, and you feel so sad for them.
Right.
You know.
But you know, a lot of times people don't know how to appreciate.
They really don't
know how to be appreciative.
Yeah.
And
sometimes people, there are certain kind of people that judge by the name on the box.
Right.
Or the price tag.
Right.
Or if, you know, you're supposed to read their mind and give them exactly what they wanted, which you can't always do.
Well, no. And if you could, you shouldn't. Because they are not appreciative of what you're giving. They're appreciative of the label.
That's true.
So what's the point?
So how do we reach out and heal that kind of an experience?
The only way I know to heal it is to bless them and bless them and bless them and continue to bless them until they have an experience where they are actually realizing or in a need to be realizing what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And once they get there, they change a little. They do. They really do. In fact, that was just coming up earlier today in a situation that was happening. And I said, you know what? It's okay with me. I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
I'll do whatever you want done. Just say what you want, and I'll
uh-huh.
do it. And I did it. And
uh-huh.
then later the phone rang, but I didn't answer because I wasn't up to talking to him at that
uh-huh.
point. I was busy baking cake, and I had to take care of my apple cake.
Well, I've said, you know, sometimes I've said, well, you know, maybe if you can't use it, you can pass it on to somebody who really needs it, someone in need.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And then something changes in them.
Right.
Well, that's a good idea, they will say, you know, or
mm-hmm.
something like
and
that. And it's interesting.
That they actually keep it then.
Yeah, right.
They do. They actually do keep it. It's funny how that works.
One of the funniest things that
really
happened
is.
Was one time my mother used to get up and put on her robe, and she would leave it on almost all day. And so one Christmas I decided, and she hated things that were close up around her neck.
Oh.
And so I searched at about 6 stores until I found a dressing gown that was just about perfect for her. She loved blue. It was a dark blue, and it didn't have a tight neck, you know, and I gave it to her, and I called her on Christmas and said, how did you like your present? And she said, oh, this was the day. This was a year for the robe. I got 6.
She got what?
6 of them.
Six of them? Holy cow. Everybody did the same thing.
But you know the funniest thing, when I visited her later, that was the only one she actually wore.
Yeah.
It was so funny. The other ones were lined up in the closet, and you could tell they hadn't been worn, but she did. And then that was such a perfect thing, because it was, we sometimes have to wait for the realization, and the joy can kind of come a little bit later.
Right. It does come later usually.
Yeah. But it was so funny. I went zoom. I felt, oh no. and I really went out of my way to find the very best thing. But you don't always get immediate satisfaction. That I have discovered. That the one thing I just can't expect ever is immediate. Sometimes it comes, but other times it takes a while, before you really feel that it was appreciated.
Right.
You give for the reason to give, not for the satisfaction, and that's
right.
The important part.
And a lot of times you've given something to somebody and totally forgotten it, and then years later you hear them telling somebody about it, and you're going, holy cow, I didn't realize that.
It didn't seem that way to me. Yeah. And
but they're telling somebody.
Like that's a real gift from spirit.
Yeah, it is. Because it lets you know that it was truly appreciated.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is truly amazing. So when you communicate with spirit, they have any special message for you this holiday?
It's a holiday season, and when I do have a sending or receive a sending, I always am grateful. And I think it was early this morning. I was in the bathroom, and I think it was early this morning, because usually early in the morning I'm by myself in the house. My husband is in bed and back of the house, and I was sitting there, and I've been saying, I really need to do something here. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to change these things. I don't know how to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying, what I need is information or guidance on how to make this turn around and be a very, very healthy, happy, joyous, prosperous Christmas for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying that for a few weeks now. And I was in the bathroom, and I was looking in the mirror, and I heard this voice say, "The best prosperity is your perfect health." And I went, well, I wish everybody perfect health, because I didn't know what else to say.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it came just clear, very clear, very soft, and very gentle.
Uh-huh.
The best prosperity is perfect health. And I thought to myself, isn't that the truth? I am so happy that I am healthy. I am so happy that I can take care of myself and help others. But I kept asking for, that prosperity for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an answer I received. Now, I'd never, ever received that answer before, ever.
I thought to myself,
now that's something to share. Because
I just got a message that said, to add on to it, and the health of your loved ones.
Right.
So your best prosperity is your health and the health of those you love.
Right. So that's wonderful, and I hope people are enjoying this, because it is a feeling of joy and love that's going out and moving throughout the field that hears this radio show. And I send that love and prosperity and happiness to everybody. And I do it every time we do a show. I hang up and I say this, whomever this show touched, I hope, is in perfect health, perfectly happy, and enjoying what we did today on the show. And sometimes I get several calls and sometimes only one or two. But I'm very happy that the people actually listening are calling in and, you know, saying that they appreciated what they heard and that it was helpful to them.
Absolutely.
And when I hear
would you like to give your telephone number now so that they can move
you can phone me at 520-896-9510. And one lady that called last week said, you did not give me your last time. You did not give out your phone number, but I had it from a month ago. And so she had called, and I said, well, thank you.
That's
she
great.
Said, now don't forget, it's important that you give out your phone number.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you're right. I needed to do that.
Yeah.
Would
you like to give your email?
Oh, let's see. AdaMarie@thegoldenoracle.com.
Terrific.
Right?
Terrific. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I don't always remember that very good. AdaMarie@thegoldenoracle.com. Okay.
Terrific. Okay. So I feel like asking you to repeat the message that you got from Spirit again. Would you? Just,
I'm going to try to repeat it. Can you repeat it?
That your greatest prosperity?
Right. Is your perfect health.
There you go. And
right.
and the perfect health of those you love.
Of everyone you love.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There's someone who's calling and wants to ask a question. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay, 1 second. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hello. My name is Tonetta.
Hello, you have a question for AdaMarie?
Now, are you
Tonetta?
Yes, hi. Are you taking questions about, like, personal love questions or relationship? I mean...
I take any kind of question, if you don't mind it being answered over the air.
That's fine.
This whole show is about the joy of giving and receiving. So, of course, we're ready to answer your question.
Oh, okay. So, basically, my name is Tonetta, and I would like to know, when am I going to hear from Desiree? We had a falling out in July, and I still have not heard from her. It's been about 5.5 months.
Right, right. You may not hear from her again. I have to give you, that's what came, and I have to tell you what I receive.
Okay.
I don't know what the falling out was about, but it seems like she's really upset by it, so it may be mm-hmm. some time, or she might not ever respond to you.
Okay. Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'm telling you what I'm receiving from Spirit, so that's
mm-hmm.
what I have to tell you, the answer I receive.
Okay.
Yeah, and my spirits are saying, take this as a lesson and apply this to in your whole life and everyone that you love, and it
mm-hmm.
it will wind up along. In the future, on the rest of your life, it'll be wind up being a good gift.
Right.
Oh,
I'm sure the Spirit is right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
And you have a very nice Christmas.
And you too, Tonetta. And I just keep getting the feeling that there's if you don't. if you don't insist that one person reaches out to you, you will be open to receive the friendship and the love of others.
Right. Okay. Yes.
That is correct. Right.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. It's wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much.
And just have a beautiful, loving holiday. And
you too.
Stay on with us. And I don't think you got Ada Marie's telephone number. We can repeat it again.
Okay, sure. Repeat that phone number. Okay.
520-896.
Oh, thank you.
510. It's 520-896-9510.
Okay, thank you so much.
Got it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So this time of the year, we're always reminded to give, even though we don't always think about it at other times. And I've often thought it would be so nice to have a giving season all year long.
Well, I think we do if we take care of our responsibility to help those that we know we need that hello, need that energy. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you just smile at somebody, that's a gift.
Absolutely. It
Absolutely.
Certainly is. It really, really is.
And so remember that giving comes in all sizes and shapes. So a smile to someone who you don't even know can make their day because they're not having the best day.
That's right.
So, always remember that when a gift comes from the heart, if it's a shake of the hand, if it's a smile from somebody, it's giving you that energy that you need to make you lift your spirits and feel better.
Even somebody holding the door open for you, you know, and
right.
that's something that happens almost every day in New York City, is that someone will hold the door open for you.
Right.
They're going
and, you
through
know,
and they look back and see you and hold the door open for you.
And say thank you because that's a blessing.
Yeah.
These doors are heavy. I mean, every time somebody holds a door for me, I'm grateful.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
and you know, it's important to recognize a gift, even if it's not the formal gift that you normally think of as a gift. There are all kinds of gifts.
There
that we
millions
have.
Of kinds of gifts that just mm-hmm. come automatically from people because they're kind people.
Right.
You know? I've seen a lady step back to let a man pass by. Because he was coming and walking rather fast, and she just stepped back and
uh-huh.
gave him a room to get past her, and
uh-huh.
and I stepped back too, and he turned and said thank you and kept on going.
Uh-huh.
So
he was in a hurry.
Grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Wherever he was headed, he was in a hurry to get there. So, you know that's wonderful. I mean, those things are. I think they're just good behavior.
Yeah, and very often we can judge somebody and we think they're not behaving too well, and then we find out that they were on the way to the hospital to see somebody
right.
they loved, or they were rushing to take
Do
care
something.
Of somebody. Who knows, you know.
Right.
I remember once I was in a restaurant with a guy that I was married to at the time, and he complained bitterly because the waitress was not as prompt and as solicitous as he wanted. And I said, listen, maybe she's got a problem. Maybe somebody's in the hospital or something like that. And the next thing you know, 2 minutes later, the you hear the waitress saying to the cook saying, Well, I just heard from the hospital, and they've got him stabilized now. And my ex-husband, if it had false teeth, they would have fallen out. He was so shocked, you know.
Yeah. Because you don't know.
At that time,
you know?
I didn't even know I was psychic. It just popped out of me. It was
well,
so funny.
Well, it was a reason. There was a reason to give insight to that man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Very funny. But he how did you know?
Yeah.
I don't believe this. How did you know?
It is good. It's a good thing.
I just shrugged my shoulders and looked at him like, you know.
Right. Where are you at, sir?
Yeah, exactly. And I already knew I didn't belong with him, but there was...
But that was a frosting on the cake.
It sure was. It underlined the conviction, you know, that I already had. But that was very funny. It really
mm-hmm.
was.
Right.
Right. You make rash judgments, and then later on you find out that there was a real legitimate reason for what the
right.
people did.
There was an honest reason that this
oh, yeah.
was going on.
Yeah.
Right.
So in giving, I think as much as anything, I think that we need to give people space to be who they are and where they are.
And be okay with where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
quit trying to change them. You know... When you get older, your kids keep telling you, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right, you should do this, you should do that, you should do something else.
Yeah.
Why don't they just mind their own business and take care of themselves and leave you alone?
Uh-huh. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Like
yeah.
you lived all this years and you raised them up and you supported them and you got them through college and all this good stuff, and now they're telling you don't know what you're doing? Excuse me.
That reminds me of Mark Twain, one of my absolute favorites. He said, when I was 18, I was so ashamed of my father and how ignorant he was. I was embarrassed to go out with him. And by the time I was 21, I was amazed at what he had learned in those 3 years. So,
you know, silence is golden. And the funny thing is, if you don't talk much, if you're not an avid talker, and you're listening and being still, they think you don't know anything.
Yeah,
people
right.
People think you don't know anything, but
yeah.
it's further from the truth.
Yeah.
You know more than they do. You're just not going to insult them.
Sure.
So.
it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's really amazing, but... I honestly think that we need to redefine giving and understand that there's always an opportunity to give.
Right.
Even if you have nothing. I mean, remember in the Bible there was the widow's mite, that this widow gave the tiniest coin they had in the realm, but it was all she had.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus blessed it.
But you see, it isn't the size or the value of the gift. It's from the heart.
That's right.
What comes from the heart with it is what's
mm-hmm.
important.
Right.
And that's the important part.
It is.
So
it truly is.
If it really comes from the heart of the person, that's a blessing beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. Even if it's just a phone call and a smile and some laughter, it's a heartfelt gift.
Right.
So, and
exactly.
Today we're scattered so far apart in the world. I mean, where we were all kids together one time, now somebody's in Asia, somebody's in New York, somebody's
mm-hmm.
somewhere, and
mm-hmm.
they're not around. And even if you call them and talk to them, that's a real gift.
Right.
You know, that's really special.
Yeah.
So there are other ways to give gifts, and by just like a 5-minute phone call to say I love you and I hope you're well and happy and what are you doing, and you know, that's a good thing.
One time I was so overbooked I couldn't believe it, and there was someone I hadn't talked to in quite a while. And I'd seen that she had called, and I called, and I said, I'm calling just to tell you that I don't have time to talk, but I love you. And she started laughing.
Yeah.
And she never got over that. She reminded me.
But, you know, sometimes the phone calls pile on top of each other.
They sure do, yeah.
One day I had 38 phone calls,
yeah.
And I managed to get through 23 of them.
Uh-huh.
And that was because it was just what you just said, bang, 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 goodbye, bang, and
yeah.
It was the best I could do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, don't feel bad. The number's here. I'll get to it as quick as I can.
Right.
So that's what happens. And I always say when I'm on the show, I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you. And I'll call the first chance I get.
Perfect. Absolutely
so,
perfect.
Yeah.
You know, we need to understand, need to make room for the gift that people give to us when they're giving it to us.
Right.
And appreciate what it means.
You know,
that they're giving it.
Right.
And if it's 5 minutes or if it's 2 minutes or if it's a minute, it's love.
It is love. And when you have a lot of people that you tend to in the hospital or in their homes or wherever they're at, and then you come home and your phone is just going and going and going, and you have to call
mm-hmm.
as many of them as you can. And
yeah.
And even if they don't answer the phone, I tell them, I love you and I'm sorry I missed you. You know, I let them know that I got their call.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
It truly is. It is wonderful. And I think we also, it makes us so much happier when we give thanks for the gifts that don't even seem to be gifts, but they're something that makes us feel happy.
Right.
Like
a
sunset or a bird flying by or a flower or seeing a child or an animal doing something cute, you know.
Yeah.
All of those things, those are gifts.
Those are precious gifts.
They really are.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a blessing in disguise.
And the more you recognize and receive them, the more gifts will be coming to you.
The more they show up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really, sometimes you can be sitting all alone and looking out the window and you see some bird or some little kitty or something running around, just happy as can be.
Mm-hmm.
And birds will be pecking and eating, and they're just busy as bees, and they look great, and you enjoy watching them.
My mother used to love watching the squirrel jumping from limb to limb outside her kitchen window.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and those are really great things. I mean, they're joyful things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are.
There
they
are
really
many,
are.
Many of them. And I'm always happy when somebody says, you know, it's been a good day. And I agree, it has been a good day. And it's always a good feeling that somebody else is recognizing that they've had a good day.
Yes.
So, just so many positive things displace all the negative statements that come around.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's what's important, that you have a positive attitude and that you have joy in what's happening
mm-hmm.
around you.
Yes.
So
we have someone else who wants to ask a question. Are you ready for that?
I think so.
Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, you're speaking to Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, hi, Ada Marie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So,
okay.
I do have a question.
Okay.
In regards to my love life, I see myself, I've been having this psychic connection almost, or I see someone that's going to be coming, that I'm going to be meeting in 2018. And this person is going to just, going to be really unexpected. He's going to be a different type of person that I would not have dated. And I want to see if you're picking anything up on his energy.
Now, you want to see what?
Oh, if you're picking,
she's having
a feeling
that someone is coming into her life who is completely different than anyone she's ever thought of as a lover.
Well, I'm sure she's going to meet that person along about spring.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very good omen, and she will have a dream that kind of gives her some insight into this meeting.
Okay.
In other words, she'll be at the right place at the right time for the meeting.
Oh. Okay,
so that'll come in
good.
A dream pattern. Yeah. And that's happened to many people.
Okay. Do you see this at an office party or at a coffee shop?
I'm not sure, but there are a few people around.
There's one person that is going to stick out like a sore thumb. That's the person that I'm interested in. The others I'm not interested in.
Yeah. Well, we just have to see if it's a crowd or if it's a few people kind of milling around talking, visiting.
Okay.
Yeah, I always look twice before getting involved with somebody in an office. Sometimes it doesn't work out very well.
It usually doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where you'll meet them, but it won't be at work, I guarantee that.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So let me stretch that out a little.
Yeah, and pay attention to your dreams, Felicia.
Absolutely. I most certainly shall.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So the joy, it did sound like we had some joy there.
I think so.
It felt very good giving the good message, right?
Right.
I love giving good messages.
Yes. I like them a lot better than some messages I have to give.
I know, but we have to do that, don't we?
Yeah, you have to say what comes through, or you're not doing your job.
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes people need time to be prepared.
Right.
Yeah.
And they can handle it a little better.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it's so great. Now, I just have this feeling spirit is coming through for you, and I'm wondering if you're getting some unusual feelings right now.
Whom are you talking
Ada
to?
Ada Marie.
Oh, no, I haven't had anything unusual.
Just open up and let it come through.
I've had some joyous feelings coming through.
Oh, they're good. Okay.
Which are not unusual.
Okay.
And that feeling is that the energy that's going out is being helping people and making them feel better. So that's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that gives me hope that everybody has a light at the end of their tunnel, which they do if they just wait to see it.
True. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
It does take a little bit of patience, and this is absolutely true.
It certainly does.
Uh-huh.
But this is a very good year for people to be happy and to be healthy and to be enjoying their friends and family.
Well, now, are you talking about this special time? Are you talking about the year coming up, or are you just talking
about
this season?
I'm talking about the time now, Christmas and New Year's.
Good.
And the spring coming.
Mm-hmm.
The spring is going to bring a lot of wonderful answers to people.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. They'll be aware and surprised at their options that will be really, really wonderful.
Mm, good. Okay.
So I'm happy for that.
That is definitely a good news.
Yes.
And is there anything special that we can do to make it happen?
Yes. To be friendly and aware and know that you are perfectly wonderful as an individual because you are here and you are on Earth. And it's wonderful to be on Earth. So let's enjoy it. Let's make it wonderful for everybody around us. There's a lot of times people that have handicaps that you can't see. And if you can realize that there's something troubling them and smile and make them feel better, you are doing a great service to mankind.
Uh-huh. That's good.
That is a fact.
That's good. When you help one person, you don't know how many other people you're helping through them.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are helping a lot of people around them. Because you're helping them to understand that their attitude makes a difference to the whole group.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. And that's a fact.
That is a fact, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. I think of the many times, I think of that movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, right.
And they play it almost every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was around the first time it played, and I was so guilty. I didn't sleep for 3 weeks because I said, I've never done anything to change the world. I've never changed anybody's life. I've never been a burden on my parents, you know, and I just felt so horrible.
So you changed your life.
And I literally stayed up at night fussing at myself because I hadn't been able to give to anyone. And then the next summer I went. Might have been 2 years later. I went. I had moved, and I went back to the town I was born in. Went to church. And this one girl was a Sunday school teacher, and they counted on her, they loved her and everything, and she came over to me, and she said, I just want to thank you for bringing me to church that time. She said, you changed my life.
Now
I can sleep.
Right.
At least I've done something to change somebody's life for the better.
Right. And that's always a good feeling.
It certainly is.
It is. It's like, oh my, this is what I'm here to do, to help people, to make them feel good.
Absolutely.
And to give them the sense of value of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That they value themselves as a person.
And there's nothing better than you can give another person is to value themselves.
Right. Right.
And to know that you value them.
Right. Because if you value them, they'll value themselves.
Mm-hmm.
How can I like you if you don't like yourself? My grandma used to say, if you find fault with yourself, you might as well go in the corner and hide, because everybody's going to find fault with you. But if you find yourself okay and you see everybody else okay, you're all going to have a wonderful time. She was really hard on you if you were feeling sorry for yourself. She didn't like that at all.
Uh-huh. Well,
she said,
that
you
does cramp your style, doesn't it?
Yeah. She said, you didn't cross the prairie in a covered wagon, honey. You don't know what life's about.
Oh, my.
You know, it's funny how they just get at you. So
yes.
You'd have to get happy because there wasn't any other thing to do.
You see, look on the brighter side of life. Look how much worse it could be.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so if you're thinking you're having a hard time, well, if that's how you want to be, that's how you're going to be. And if you
right,
want,
you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah, because what you think and
right.
how you feel, it becomes your life.
Right. What you think is what you are. So change your thinking quickly.
Mm-hmm. Very right.
Dig up a smile from someplace.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So the joy, the real joy, and I think we need to kind of redefine joy, you know. Some people have expectations, like the greatest day of my life is, well, I'm going to be married and have a baby. Well, what about all the days in between that God has given you, that you have lived through, and you have an opportunity to make into a wonderful
right.
experience?
Right. And people have to make every day the best day of their life. Yeah. Every day can be the best day of your life when you decide you're going to be happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if something comes up, you're going to learn from it. And learning from it makes it able to make you a better person.
That's right.
Amen.
My friend Stardust says there's only one time, and it's now. There's only one place, and it's here. Because
right.
here and now is the only time and place you can ever do anything. So.
Right, because that's where you are.
Yeah.
How true.
But people live in the past and worry about the future and get all panicky about something that's not happening.
And that they don't really know enough about to get panicky.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Absolutely true.
Right.
So the giving is powerful. It is so powerful. No matter what we do for somebody, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to come in a Tiffany box. It doesn't have to land on a platform or something or in a bank account. But what we give is we're giving of ourselves.
Right.
And there's nothing better that you can give than a piece of you.
Than love from yourself that is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't have some kind of a thing behind it, you know.
No agenda.
So, yeah, right, no agenda. Right. It's amazing. It's really amazing. Especially
yeah,
in today's world with everything moving so fast and whirling around, you know, sometimes you have to stop and think, where am I actually at?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And just be a little sponge and soak it up.
Right.
And just take what is there to be taken. I had a lovely time this last week, walking back from a doctor's appointment of all things,
mm-hmm.
in which I got some wonderful news, and on the way there was a Christmas fair and I just walked up and down the aisles and visited with people and had some hot chocolate and an empanada and talk to people, a smile to people, and what a happy thing in the middle of New York, and something that I didn't even know was there, and it was just for me to take and enjoy, and that's what I did.
Good. See, and how wonderful. I mean, that was time well spent.
It was indeed.
Absolutely it was. Right.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times when we do little things like that that stay with us and help us and feed us to give us more joy and more power and more strength.
Mm-hmm. And I saw things that were made by hand. They were knitted and crocheted, and I saw beautiful little gifts and things. I didn't buy anything because I didn't have the money with me.
Right, the budget wasn't there.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. I mean, the joy was for my eyes and for a gift from my heart, and just appreciation of other people's skills and their talent and their ingenuity, and I just loved it. You know, it just lifted my heart. So it was.
It just lifted your whole being. You know.
Mm-hmm.
People were really doing things and enjoying the fact they could do them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
So this is a good thing. I went to, about a week ago to a ski place with my friend, and she skied, and I, of course, with my hip, I couldn't ski, and even if I knew how to, I couldn't have skied. But I walked around in the snow, and then I sat by a fireplace, and I talked with a woman, and I met this woman, and she told me about her life, and she told me that she and her husband were there for her grandson, and she said, "Well, he's my grandson that I kidnapped." I said, "You kidnapped him?" She said, "Yes, I saw him on the street. He was about a year old, and his parents were helpless. You know, they couldn't take care of him." And I said, "What do you mean they were helpless?" And she said, "Well, they were on drugs, you know." And she said, "I had this friend of mine to drive me over there, and we kidnapped him. And then I went to court and got custody of him." And I said, "Didn't they care?" She said, they were completely out of it. They hardly even knew that they had a child. And he's now 17 years old, and they raised him.
Well, good.
I mean, and they just went out and saw this child on the street with parents who were incapable of taking care of him.
And boy, there are plenty of those around.
But they rescued him, and their children were all grown, and they started all over with somebody. With a child, and just, can you imagine the love and the open heart of the giving of this woman? It opened my heart. It opened my heart so much.
Right.
It was just, to me, it was a miracle. And here was a woman I had never met in my life, and she told me this incredible story.
Right. How wonderful.
Now, that is, to me, that is giving.
And yes,
he is giving
I would
back,
say so.
He's given back to them every day with love and with the joy of raising a child.
Right.
Just amazing.
Amazing.
And they have
it is amazing.
They have their own children, their own grandchildren, but they have this special kidnapped grandchild.
Well, it was meant to be. Before he came in, he knew he was going to be kidnapped.
I guess he did.
Yeah, he did.
I guess he did.
Right.
And he was just there on the sidewalk looking cute and adorable, and she just said, I'm not going to let this baby grow up in this on the sidewalk with no clothes and no food and nobody taking care of him, nobody teaching him.
Right.
Isn't that a miracle?
I think it's a miracle, and I think it's wonderful that people open their heart like that. I've taken in a lot of children, and they've grown up and gone away with my children. They were friends with my children, but, you know, my kids would drag them home.
Yeah, right.
And they'd say, Mama, we got a friend. And I'd say, okay. And the first thing they did was sit down at the supper table, of course.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And 20 years later, they'd still sit down at the table.
Yeah. It's like, you know, a chosen family.
Right.
And that's really a very special kind of people.
And
my
grandma used to say, it's not your family that you were born into. That will not be your family. You will find your own family when you leave home. And sure enough, I did.
Absolutely.
I got them all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I've got a Las Vegas kid, and I got a New York kid, and
right.
And I have my own kids who are living in Indianapolis and California, Los Angeles. You know.
Yeah. Right.
But, oh my goodness. Yeah, I got a California kid on top of and besides my own. You know.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Well, it's how they bring them home, and then what are you going to do? You're going to feed them.
Yeah, and sometimes you meet them in an unusual way and bring them home yourself.
Right.
You know, you never know when you first meet someone what they're going to become in your life.
No, you don't. It's really awesome, actually.
Yeah,
really awesome.
That open heart of giving. And
the
joy of receiving.
Right.
And then the joy of, because you know that they're giving because they care about you.
Right.
That was something I had to learn because I didn't know how to receive.
Well, you have to learn to receive so you can give, or the bank goes empty.
Yeah. But
so
when I was younger, if it wasn't my family giving, I was very embarrassed to receive, and it was hard for me to learn to receive.
Well, if you can't learn to receive, you cannot give, because the bank goes empty.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But you can give, but you can't keep giving.
No, you can't.
You always can make a deposit. You need to make a deposit in order to in order to be able to keep on giving.
Right.
And that's important.
It's very important.
Yeah, it really, really is. Yeah. So. Well, I think we are kind of about. At the end of the hour, I want to be sure and mention your health spa that you have, your healing spa,
right?
You can learn all about it at the goldenoracle.com, and there is a link on our. On each episode, there's a link to that to your
spa,
your website.
Oh, that's
my
website.
The pictures and the spa and everything are listed on there.
It's all there if you want to look. Ada Marie at thegoldenoracle.com. And you're free to copy off anything there that you want to use.
Uh huh.
So. Please take a look and see if there's anything useful for you. and have a wonderful Christmas season. Here we are, a day or two from Christmas and New Year's, and aren't we lucky that we're all here and healthy and can help each other?
That's right. Hanukkah is all over, and I'm not sure when Kwanzaa is, but it's right around here sometime.
Okay, I'm not sure either.
All kinds of spiritual practices are they honor this time of year. It seems like there's a time when it's more important to give, because sometimes it's cold and sometimes it's hard harder to do business. Who knows? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's absolutely important that we do open our hearts and give whatever we can give.
And share. With joy and laughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
And with that, I think we're going to just say love and light to everyone.
Okay. To everyone, and have a wonderful holiday season, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.